www.ChristianBrothers.com today.
Top 10 stories of 2010 coming up. Do you believe we're a couple of days away from Christmas? Hope you did all your shopping. Or did you catch the bah humbug bug that really is floating around? I know a bunch of people that have that they could care less about Christmas. They would rather skip Christmas. So I have some suggestion for all of you people. You better find it quick, because if you're going to mix it up over the holidays, it's not good to deal with the relatives when you're not in the right frame of mind. So you got to get there. You got to somehow get there, right? Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk about a couple of different things, including in odds and ends. The WikiLeaks app has been yanked from iTunes. You know, it's like Julian Assange is this general of information or conspiracies, or he's just the guy that's stirring it up, and now his bars are coming down one at a time. PayPal, gone. WikiLeaks on the iTunes store, gone. You know, they're just stripping him of different relationships that he's had commerce-wise. We saw what happened with Amazon.com, too, as far as WikiLeaks. Also, we're going to talk about the military a little bit. And actually what's happened with some of the people who are trying to jump into the military, how brutal it's been as far as the reading, writing, arithmetic of it all. It probably doesn't make any sense to you. I promise I'll explain. A big fat follow-up. Remember that horrible story about that homecoming dance where outside of San Francisco where the young girl was gang raped and people watched and didn't do anything? So six of those scumbags are going to stand trial in California. What do you think they should get? Any takers on the death penalty on this one? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Like I said, you never know where we're going to go. That's just a little bit of the menu. Right from the top, though, this became a hot item on a previous show. Don't ask, don't tell. More big changes to the military with some of what's happened in the past. This is time for another readjustment for the military, folks. Here was the official signing from the Speaker of the House.
Now it is my honor to sign the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
All right, that was it. Just a few words. Don't ask, don't tell. Repealed, and the promise from Senator John McCain that he was going to go after that and try to turn that around. Right now, though, the Pentagon is just dealing with it as it is, okay? That what's the response and the response time? And now you've got what, when you talk about integration, it's like somebody said to me today, I had a quick conversation with somebody who served for probably two decades, and it was a lap over decade in the military where you didn't have women. You didn't have women at West Point. And then women were suddenly allowed at West Point. And what was that like? So women on the same footing as men, how long did that take? And so the integration there. And now this is a social change, let's face it, as to opening up the ranks to gays and lesbians. And will it be judged a success or a failure or whatever? In the military, at least in the Pentagon, they're saying that, you know, what we do is we try to make units one. You're one in a unit. So when you've got something like this that happens midstream in the middle of a war, you have to figure out a way to make it work. And make it work in a seamless fashion, if possible. That sounds like nonsense, seamless fashion, if possible. But that's what I was told by somebody I know at the Pentagon. That's exactly pretty much what the orders are. Let's get this in there. Let's make it work. Let's make the transition smoother, because we've had to do this before, and we learned about this. And so, you know, let's just get it in there and make it happen and tweak it however we have to tweak it. But if there is still a chance that it could go away, there's still a chance that Don't Ask, Don't Tell could get appealed, the repeal could get appealed, but for now they're moving forward with that anyway. I think some of the other things that people are talking about in the military-wise is, it's another conversation I have with somebody, not at the Pentagon, but also somebody who at one point in their life was, they were enlisted in the Navy. And as they told me, you know, here's the thing with the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Did they really care if somebody around them was gay? No. But was it played up? Did they know it? Does this mean this is going to be played up? And he told me, he said, the danger in all of this is having it played up. And if it's played up and you're on a boat, think about that, or you're in tight quarters, what is that ultimately going to mean? Is there going to be gay bashing? Is there going to be problems? And he seemed to think there was a good chance there would be problems. That yes, in a way, in a sense, no one gives a crap because they don't know, and that's fine. But then if it is flamboyant or very much in their face, that could make a difference. So who knows? Remains to be seen, let's just say that. All right, the other big one on the day, of course, is one that I've been talking about for a while now, this net neutrality. Sounds good when you say it. Oh, net neutrality. What does that mean? I mean, the name is clever, net neutrality. It means rules. It means rules for the Internet. And if you're just the average person logging on, chatting away, or blogging, or accessing radio shows, or whatever it is you're doing, you want access to all the web content you get your hands on, right? It doesn't matter who you're with. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, whoever it is. But I think that premium content, somehow they're going to end up making you pay for it, even though they're saying, no, 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 it's equal across the board. That's why we have neutrality. I don't think so. I don't think you're going to treat all kinds of web users the same, because then why would people pay more? It doesn't make any sense. Oh, yes, faster. How many times do you see those stupid commercials about faster Internet service? And how many times do you call, or do they call you about a bill or whatever it is, and they're hawking something else broadband-wise that you can get that's bigger, badder, faster, amazing. You know, it's like lightning, boom, instantaneous. You'll have it, but the guy next door won't have it, or whatever. Or you'll get the special content. But they're saying that this isn't going to happen. I don't believe it. 3-2 is the vote by the FCC. And, of course, you know, you got Republicans and Democrats on both sides of this, of the vote. But is this really the first step in the right direction? That's what one of the commissioners said, that this was the right way to go. Because the Internet should be this platform where you have freedom of expression and commerce and investment and competition. And I don't think so. I think any government interference with the Internet is a dangerous thing. I don't think you're advancing innovation. I think in the end, you could be cutting off innovation. And this will definitely get challenged in the courts. Trust me, it's going to end up there. It's just a matter of when and where. Hang with us.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
I like to see you work right across the floor. I like to do things till you call for more. I like to reggae, but you dance fast.
I was thinking about this today. Somebody gave me a replica of a gold medal. It was a guy that I knew that competed in the Olympics, and it, I mean, it's just a cheesy little replica, and it says, winner, winner on it. And, you know, we're now this, like, nation of softies, and when I say softies, where everybody gets honorable mention. I mean, what happened to, and look, many of you can see this, what happened to the days of the gold medal? You get the gold medal, the silver, the bronze. Now you teach kids, as long as you do your best, no, that's good. Why can't we just give all the kids plaques for participating? The last thing I ever wanted, I mean, sorry to say, I don't care if it was stupid sack races or whatever in some fair somewhere. I didn't want to come in second. I didn't want to come in third. I wanted to come in first. And I guarantee, and probably if I asked my mother this, she would verify it, I would probably bust into the door if I won whatever it was versus, oh, yeah, you know, everybody gets a participation certificate. Now, you know, this participation certificate, that doesn't go very far in life. So check this out. This is news that broke earlier in the day, and I'm surprised more people aren't talking about this, and they probably will be in the next couple of days. But they say nearly one-fourth of the students who try to join the U.S. Army actually fail the entrance exam. And what does that mean? What's the entrance exam? Well, basic math, science, reading questions, they can do it. They cannot do it. The Education Trust folks put this together, you know, put these statistics together, and I'd say that's worrisome, that if you're in the military, if you're one of the lead commanders and you think, and you look around, and you think of the pool of people, the young people that you have to pull from, how many are going to be qualified? I mean, what's going to happen if it gets too small? We have zero people who are making it through our challenging entrance exam. We ask them some tough mathematic equations that they just could not comprehend. So if you've got high school students who aren't ready to start a career, go to college, and they can't serve in the military, where are they ending up? And I agree with the education secretary, which I normally don't agree with much that Arne Duggan says, but of course this is a layup for him to say this is troublesome. I mean, you know, where are we going here? We have an underperforming education system. Well, to that I say, whose fault is that? Probably partly because of some of the wages that are paid to people who teach, some of the ridiculous conditions they teach in. You know, some of these public schools where the teacher gets spit on, the teacher is totally ripped apart, disrespected, you know, whatever. There is something to order versus chaos. You got chaos in the classroom, students rule, school always goes the side of the students, teachers are afraid to push the envelope, teach off of the book, whatever. They don't have the resources. This is what you get. They can't even pass a simple entrance exam. So that low eligibility rate will really come back and bite us in the rear end when there's nobody left. We have a voluntary military, so think about that. And think about recruiting. You can't get the folks that you need. What are you going to do? Pretty soon it's going to be, if you're 50 and you're able-bodied, and you know that 2 plus 2 equals 4, we got a second career for you. Got dumped by your corporation? We've got a job for you. I mean, seriously, we're going to have to lift the ceiling on that age requirement or the age limit. The Pentagon information shows that 75%, check it out, 75% of people 17 to 24 don't even qualify to take the test because they're physically unfit, they have a criminal record, or they didn't graduate high school. Dropped out of high school, ate the Doritos, and you got a criminal record to boot. So you were already striking out. You can't even take the test. 75%. Oh, that'd be such a, you know what, it'd be tough to be a recruiter. I do not know that I would want that job. In fact, I can tell you, I would not want that job. That's not a good job. How are you going to pool these students? How are you going to get anybody in if they can't translate Morse code or any of that kind of stuff? They don't have those abilities. And what does that say? Like I said, what does that say about our education system? I don't know. Anybody else out there concerned about it? Like I said, start going to target practice because you may be defending yourself. We all may be defending ourselves. 800-259-5791, or you can shoot me an email on that at americatonight.net. Okay, in the spirit of what I call zigging and zagging all over the place, we're gonna continue to hoe that garden and go in a little bit of a twist of a direction. So we go from the military, where maybe that's the problem. So you say to some of these kids about the debt, they don't even care or don't even know because they don't, the numbers beyond them, because they can't do simple mathematic equations. I mean, this seriously, this is scary from the recruiting pool. Scary, scary, scary. And the unemployment and where unemployment is, then you can just pile on some more bodies. If they can't even do the basics, As you know, this is something that would definitely get my hackles up, and it has to do with when we talk about this securing the borders, right? And the fact that so many people come on student visas and we don't know what happens to them. So you've got 18 months on the heels of the Customs and Border Patrol inspectors that were supposed to start pushing the ID requirements, right, at the border areas. Because you got all these travelers coming through. I mean, just poo, ping, 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 ping one after another. But you still got people that are coming in without passports or other IDs. I don't get that. Why? I always say this. I mean, I'm asked for every form of ID possible. So you got people who follow the rules who are coming in, and they get the stink eye. And then you get these other people that just somehow waltz through. So in the first 8 months, so I said 18 months, the first 8 months after the requirements kicked in, right, you had 2.3 million people who traveled who failed to provide any paperwork at the points of entry. Oh, go ahead. You can go in. Don't worry about it. What are they doing when it comes to the screening? And Texas had the lowest compliance in the country. 1 in 10 travelers, 1.1 million people getting into Texas borders without proper identification. What? Well, and you wonder, and then people say, well, Jesus, it's a miracle we haven't had another terrorist attack. No kidding. Where do you think we're most vulnerable? Worrying about the shakedowns at the airports like LaGuardia, New York, or O'Hare, or the checkpoints like Tijuana into San Diego, or that cesspool of Ciudad Juarez into El Paso, Texas, or some of the more remote areas. You're not, people don't have the proper documents and they're getting in. I mean, are you kidding me? They're not enforcing that whole passport thing. So travelers come in and they claim to be citizens of the U.S., Canada, Bermuda, Mexico, or whatever. You know, this is why you get that argument about, we want to talk about border security, or we want to talk about immigration. You got to deal with the border security deal. You have to deal with it. Man, I think of the places that I've gone, and the people treated me great, but in getting there, whether it was Ecuador, whether it was Venezuela, whether it was Spain, you know, Turks and Caicos, for goodness sake. Trust me, they were eyeballing me. They were asking me questions. I just didn't waltz through. I definitely had to have that passport. I guarantee in any of those places I just mentioned, and they're all very different, I would have been turned away if I didn't have the proper ID. And, of course, you haven't had to have the passport before, but now they know it's been 18 months and they're not complying with it. The reason that you had to have the passport and the papers is so that they could weed out potential problems at the borders. And they haven't done that yet. Duh, that is the blunder of the year. Top 10 stories, hang with us.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
By the way, watching any of these 50,000 bowl games that are meaningless unless you happen to go to the school that's in the bowl game. I got a note from my alma mater about if you want tickets to go see Ohio University taking on Troy State in the Big Easy, here's how you can get tickets and you can get cheap flights. I'm like, are you kidding me? They must be desperate. They're just digging up any alums that they can find. And I guess it came to mind because I was thinking about the fact that Louisville beat Southern Miss in another one of those bowls. I don't even know the names of the bowls. The potato chip bowl. The Tostitos Fiesta bowl. The big hamburger bowl. I mean, you know, I'm making fun, but it's crazy. The names, it's just sponsorships, I get it, and they want the sponsorships, but some of the names are pretty tough to remember. And I always, to me, the most fascinating thing is to just hear the announcer to see if they just brush that off, because usually they can't. That's one of the requirements. They have to say whatever the name of it is. And I was thinking, what if they really got desperate and they, you know, they didn't have the mainstream people who wanted to advertise, and it had to be like the Trojan Bowl in Las Vegas. Get it, Trojan Bowl? Or the Tampax Bowl in Los Angeles. And I don't doubt that if desperate times, desperate measures, they want the money, right? The names are already crazy enough, so. Anyway, if your alma mater's in one, then you probably care, and I'm sure I'll get a nasty letter from you. That's okay. I think it's hilarious. They need a playoff system, and they need to forget the whole bowl thing. They could still do the bowls if they wanted to, and incorporate that into a playoff system, but it turns you off to the whole college football thing. That's why we like college hoop. Izzy in Missouri, you have the floor. Hello.
Hi, Kate. You were talking about teachers. Well, I did teach for a while. It was like being a cop without a badge.
See, that's it.
And I'm sorry, today's block of teachers are, for the most part, the majority are worthless.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a case in Chicago right now, a Muslim woman wanting paid leave to go on her pilgrimage. Still a bad teacher 3 years. But she wants paid leave to go on a pilgrimage to Mecca, and you'll have to do that once in your life. And so what does our Justice Department do? They're suing Chicago school system. This is what the teachers are showing students in addition to, oh, if you don't like the work, that's okay. That's okay. I know this because I did enough IEPs when I was a practicing psychologist to know the mindset of teachers today till I wanted to slap people. Literally slap people, and the diagnosis that they give kids who just are lazy is just incredible. Our school system is so screwed up, it is disgusting.
I know. You know what you're referring to is all the drugs they put them on.
Well,
where they just say, this kid, you know what, that's just... And the poor boys, you know, the attention spans that are waning because they're sitting there, they get hardly any exercise because they've cut gym out. And they're just getting pounded with all this dry nonsense. Learning is, you know this, you were probably a good teacher, Izzy. I can tell by the conversations we've had.
Well,
it's
I'll
ridiculous.
Tell you, I had, when I was practicing therapy, I had a couple kids that were diagnosed with ADHD. And I looked and I said, they're not ADHD. They're just little snots.
Exactly.
And I was just shocked because it was done by a medical doctor, a list of 10 questions. Have you lost your mind? And they want to put these little kids on medication, Ritalin. And I wrote an article, and it was published, called The Ritalization of American Youth. And it was just so stupid, it boggled my mind that we actually have people getting away with this, that we have a generation of drugged up kids. But real quick, let me tell you what I did when I was teaching. I was teaching remedial math, and that goes along with the ASVAB, the military test.
Yeah.
On the math part, well, I had a student that he was just a little adjective. And he looked at me one day, and I said, Tim, do you have your homework done? He goes, F you. And I said, excuse me? What did you say to me? Now, bear in mind, this is my first year coming off the streets because I had to take a sabbatical from the streets. I was just burned out.
Yeah.
I looked at that kid, grabbed him by the nape of his neck, and drug him to the vice principal's office. Literally, I threw him across the desk, and I said, I don't get paid enough for this. I walked out of the room, went back to my class. I said, anybody else want to play? That's exactly what I did. How I did not get sued or fired is beyond me, but I'll tell you what. Little Tim brought his desk up in front of mine, and an F student went to an A. I mean, he knuckled down, and he started doing it because I looked at all those kids, and I said, I'm not playing. This is just my temporary job because I'm burned out as a cop. See, most of them didn't know I'd been a cop. And I'm telling you what, I had the most quiet class in that whole campus. I guarantee. But you do that today, trust me, you're going to go to jail. But kids have no respect for teachers either.
Yeah, and that's the problem, too. What you said was great. The kid says, F you to a teacher. Can you imagine? I don't care what the teacher was saying to us. I would have never...
If my kids had done that, I would have just literally beat them half to death.
Exactly. The same thing. I would have feared my mother. Absolutely. There's no way. We were taught. There's just no way you do that. And
yeah,
so that's what you see. You have chaos.
And that's what's happening in our schools today because we have taken away the ability... in the grammar skills to discipline children. There's nothing wrong with spanking a child's butt.
I agree.
It's not beating them. It's discipline, and it sends a little message to the brain. Ouch, that hurt. Don't do it again.
It's
also embarrassing. But hell no, we can't do that, can we? I'll get off my rant because I'm tired. I have 24 dozen cookies sitting in my kitchen. I'm tired.
24 dozen? Are you sending them overseas? What are you doing with them all?
Well, I beg for a group home that, I mean, basically their families forget about them, and they don't get much, so I make little bags for them. But then I send some back with my daughter for her workers because they all love Mama's bacon. But I also have 12 loaves of bread and 5 pies. And I'm like, okay, tomorrow I'm done. I'm done baking until Saturday.
Good for you, Izzy. You're such a kind, nice woman.
I want to
send
y'all some, but I didn't know where to send it.
Oh, you don't have to do that. I'm glad you're giving it to people who really need it. I think that's awesome.
Well, I take a lot to the veterans' home, too.
Yeah, good for you. Oh, the veterans. Oh, I'm right there with you.
Because they don't get much.
No.
So I just bake.
Yeah, good for you.
Anyway,
good for you. That's awesome.
If I don't talk to y'all tomorrow night, everyone have a very Merry Christmas.
Same back to you, Izzy. Merry, Merry Christmas. In fact, to Izzy, and thanks, and everybody listening to us. Yes. Absolutely. How great is that? I mean, she's just such a charitable woman. And, boy, she's led an interesting life, to say the least. As she said, she's told us about what it was like on the streets before being a cop and going from a cop to a teacher. I mean, see, that's part of it. The teacher has these crazy limitations in some cases, and that's part of the problem. You know, the teacher wants to hang on to the job, just go by the letter of the law, just go by the book. The school only wants test scores that max out to whatever. And it's a vicious cycle in some cases. Now, you don't want to condemn everyone because there certainly are good teachers. But, boy, you get a good teacher. And here's the thing. You know someone's a good teacher because what will happen is the word gets around and everybody wants that teacher. So all the kids want to take that teacher and that they're – that's the popular class. They'll say, oh, thank God I got, you know, Mr. Mascola or whoever. So, all right, this is a crazy story. We're going to do the top 10 stories coming up on the flip side of 2010. But before we get to that, because, you know, it's Christmas and all that stuff, and you might be making a ham, you might be making a turkey. They say that supermarkets, I read this in the British newspaper, for all of you listening to us overseas, we do appreciate a big shout out to the boys down under, including you, Mr. Jack, and also to Christina in Sweden and the boys and the Roughhousers in Spain. See, you wanted me to say that, and I did. Supermarkets, I guess, are putting electronic tags on turkeys. That's frightening, isn't it? And this is in England. They say what's happened is, because it's hard times, people are stealing turkeys. I don't know, how do you steal a 15-pound turkey? So the only thing they felt they could do with the whole shoplifting thing is put these tags on, and usually the tags go on CDs and other stuff. They consider now the turkey more of a high-value item, so they put the tag on the turkey, too. Electronic tags on the meat? Boy, there's something wrong about that. There's something definitely wrong. I'm going to get my turkey and then have the chip removed from the turkey. But the people that go in and steal the turkeys, they're getting good money on the black market, I guess. And so the stores are really starting to lose enough that they feel like they have to do it. And the tag sets off an alarm, just like, if it's a clothing thing, you know, when you go to a clothing store and the bells start ringing and the panic sets in, it's the same thing with these turkeys. If someone tries to run off with it under their arms or they don't swipe it through the checkout scanner or whatever it is. Boy, that's going way too far, isn't it? Because the people are stealing turkeys, we've chipped them. We've chipped them because people are pinching our food. Oh, there's just something just so wrong about this turkey, the meat, and a chip inside, electronic chip. Please, how far have they gone?
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Better than I knew myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
All right, so if you're playing along, America, and those outside America, hello. The FCC adopts these crazy rules to so-called project the web. Baloney. They're trying to make some money. Ultimately, they're trying to, FCC's looking at it from the control factor, getting a handle on it, getting in the game, and it'll mean money on the other end for the broadband carriers. I mean, add up all that you pay for now. And I know different times, different technology. Technology's fabulous in a lot of ways. But think of what you pay for. How much are all of you listening to me? Let's do a little math experiment and see if you could all qualify to get into the military. So just, you know, loosely add these numbers up and think about it. Your cable bill, right? Your phone bill, because now you got a cell phone. Your family before you, grandpa didn't have a cell phone to pay for, and a massive cable bill because even if he got the basic, he still had to pay for that. Oh, and the internet, you can't have dial-up. I mean, are you kidding? Dial-up? Why would you have dial-up? So even those three things, add them up, and what are you paying a month for it? What are you paying a month for it? Now, I think by adopting these new rules, this net neutrality stuff, it's like, I wish I could come up with a great analogy for it. It's like, okay, this is what you need. Again, it's not more preaching. This is what you need. This is what we need. This is what you need. This is going to help you as a customer so that you, you know, you're going to be okay because we're going to wrap our arms around this and we're going to make sure that there are rules so that there won't be these crazy investments in broadband that make no sense. I mean, we're going to make sure that we've got easy access through the internet, whether it's wireless things like smartphones and tablets. We're gonna make this one big pool that there is net neutrality. There's no favorites here. Baloney. What's gonna happen is the companies. They say that they're gonna. This is gonna keep the companies under wraps, under control, so that there's not gonna be problems with what customers do online or blocking applications and video and all this other stuff. But I'm going to disagree. Some people think that the new regulations aren't far enough to so-called safeguard the way how fast the internet is growing and the access and the devices and the tablets and the blah, 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 on and on. But I think what's going to happen is with this net neutrality, is this really going to help us or is this going to start to control the internet? Is this going to start to crack down on some really cool things that a lot of us like content-wise? Let me give you an example because I was really scratching my head today and now other people are talking about this and it makes sense. Think about what you use. What is the content that you go to on the internet? It's very personal. It's what you want. When I say personal, it's personal to you because you have certain sites you just like for information, for whatever, for chatting, whatever it is that you do. Well, think about it. Comcast, they bring up this example, actually slowed some of the traffic from, do you remember a thing called BitTorrent? And what they did was Comcast said that the service, which was about trading movies and some big files, was clogging their network. So the FCC is saying, aha, BitTorrent, that's a great example. Then we're going to not really allow this because we can prevent that kind of thing from happening if we have some regulations on this. So what they would do is it would require the broadband people, the providers basically, to let anybody who subscribes to them access to all, get this, ready for this, legal online content, whatever that would be deemed as legal, whatever is deemed as legal, applications and services over their networks. So the providers could manage all the info on their systems and deal with the congestion and spam, blah, 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 however they wanted to manage their network, right? And these rules, to me, I think they limit internet freedom and openness. They're saying, no, that this really is the opposite. It is about internet freedom and openness. And so you might not notice the rules right away, but I think that this does not preserve the open highway. I don't think so. Think of the websites. Think of the information. You know, some people would say, well, now you can do the Skype thing. Now there's other things, other applications you'll be able to use that perhaps you were blocked from using before. But I think when you're talking about commerce, when you're talking about that whole freedom of information, ultimately you're going to see that these rules will also too give us lousy service. Because think of the phone company's angle on this. If they're not going to get a return, they're already jamming us up for everything. So if they're not going to get a return on this, how are they going to improve what they have? Why are they going to improve anything? Because they want to be able to entice you to pay for more to get the better service. So if they really can't do that, which I think in the end they'll manipulate that, then what's in it for them? I mean, you know, it always comes back down to the same thing. I said this in a previous show. I don't care what we're talking about. What's in it for me? That's what everybody's about. What's in it for me, right? I mean, that's it. What's in it for me? And this is the worst example of that. The worst example. Because I think it's a slippery slope that's going to get worse. And ultimately, in paring this all down, probably the service gets worse. Boy, I've already had enough. Have you had problems with your internet provider? I've had enough problems with mine. I don't need any more problems. So net neutrality to me, I would say thumbs down. It's very vague and very open-ended. I don't think in a positive way. All right, speaking of open-ended and vague, what do you think Iraq's future is? Is it vague? Is it strong? Is it positive? Has it been what we'd hoped it was going to be once the United States so-called pulled out of Iraq? From State, P.J. Crowley had a few thoughts on the new government, some new key people in place, and it's all roses, baby. But, of course, he's pushing the rhetoric. Listen to what he says.
Formation of this government is a milestone in the emergence of the new Iraq. It constitutes a resounding rejection of the extremists who sought to derail the democratic process and sow discord among Iraqis. Iraq is a great nation with a promising future, and we will stand shoulder to shoulder with the new government to help our Iraqi friends build on what they have already achieved.
All right, let's hope that's true. I mean, certainly because of all the blood we shed and all the lives who were altered as a result of that, I do hope whenever we invade a country and hope we change their lives for the better, then ultimately let's see down the road, because Iraq is still vague. We won't know if it's 100% successful or not until we see where the government settles in the next couple of years. All right, what are the top stories of 2010? Boy, it's pretty easy to make my list. If you can read my chicken scratch, anybody out there? It's a challenge every day for me, even. Gulf oil disaster was huge. You know, it went down to Mississippi. We broadcast from there to tell you about the aftermath on that Gulf coastline, what it was like in Biloxi and whatnot. April 20th changed many lives and could change many lives in the near future, too. Disaster. Of course, the healthcare overhaul was big, huge. It affects all of our lives, and we're still sorting that all out. The other thing that would have made my list that's on my list is the Tea Party movement, because that was the whole grassroots thing. So it wasn't a traditional type of political group, but in the end, boy, they shook up a lot of people. The Chilean mine rescue, that was a feel-good moment since all of the 33 were freed. I just mentioned Iraq there with P.J. Crowley. The forces ending their combat role, looking ahead to that planned withdrawal. Iraqis had all that political haggling after that election that failed. But now here we are in place. Let's see what the government does. WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, we talked about that a lot. Afghanistan, always on the radar. Some of the big stories, I think, of 2010. But make sure your list. Send it to me at americatonight.net.